Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with this Preservative Talk Radio. Today I'm excited. I've got Dr. John McTernan. His webpage, defendproclaimthefaith.org. Defendproclaimthefaith.org. And this is the key, the thing I was really focusing on today, is his book, As America Has Done to Israel. Now, just before the break, I posed the question, what happened in 1938, big event that had a Category 3, a record-breaker Category 3 at its absolute peak, worst time to happen in 1938? Tell us, Dr. McTernan.
In the 1930s, there was a Nazi movement in the United States, and it's not really known today too well. I bring this out in my book. I don't want any of the listeners to think that the United States almost, you know, became a Nazi nation. That's not so. But there was a significant percentage of the population that was sympathetic towards the Nazis. They had chapters all over the country, but the headquarters was in New York City and on Long Island. Long Island is where I'm from originally. And it was called Yaphank, New York. And they built a 60-acre compound there called Camp Siegfried. And these are real Nazis, the real deal. The head of the Nazi party was Fritz Kuhn, and he was the one selected to be the Hitler of America if the Nazis took over. And in this camp, they would have huge meetings, the largest Nazi meetings outside of Germany took place in New York, Camp Siegfried. According to the New York Times, in August 1938, they had 50,000 Nazis rallying. The real deal, I mean, Jew-hating, black-hating, these are real Nazis. They used to rent trains, entire trains, from New York to bring the Nazi supporters out to Camp Siegfried. So the largest meeting took place in August, mid-August of 1938. And in mid-September, on September 21st, at that time, it was the greatest natural disaster ever to hit America. It was called the Great Hurricane of 1938. And the very epicenter, no one knew it was coming, by the way. The one meteorologist warned that it was going to hit Long Island dead center and go up to New England. But the senior meteorologist wouldn't believe him, and they sent out warnings that the hurricane was turning out to sea when in effect it was heading due north, right to Long Island. The epicenter was Bellport, New York, and the town above it was Yaphank. And the eye of this massive hurricane went over the Nazi headquarters about a month after the largest Nazi rally. But what else was going on was, most people don't know this, and myself as a historian, I only came upon it by reading the headlines of the New York Times at the time of this hurricane. But President Roosevelt, he was the one that actually put together the Munich Conference, in which they appeased Hitler, and Hitler ended up getting Czechoslovakia, and it really set the stage for World War II. I did not realize that President Roosevelt did it. I thought it was the British and the French, but he was actually the one. I've never seen that written anywhere in my studies, but I got it from the front page of the New York Times, literally as it was happening. So what happened was the Munich Conference was taking place, which was initiated by the President of the United States, which carved up Czechoslovakia. It put tens of thousands of Jews under the authority of the Nazis, who eventually killed them. And so the headlines in September 21st, 1938, was the Great Hurricane smashing into Long Island, killing hundreds, doing incredible damage to all of New England. The eye remained intact up into Vermont. It leveled entire forests of states, massive amounts of damage. So the headlines is the Great Hurricane of 1938 and the Munich Conference of appeasing Hitler, which was the brainchild, the baby of President Roosevelt. It occurred 1 month, almost to the day, after the largest Nazi rally outside of Germany. It was on American soil, and the epicenter of the hurricane went directly over Camp Siegfried, the Nazi headquarters.
And so Chamberlain's piece in Our Time can be more accredited to Mr. Roosevelt than any of us even know about, except that it's actually in your book, As America Has Done to Israel.
Yes. If anybody doubts me, no one's really ever brought this question to me about it, but if they doubt me, all you have to do is get the front page of the New York Times, and because I have it footnoted in my book, just follow my footnotes, and you will read it right there where President Roosevelt actually contacted Hitler and set up the Munich Conference, and then Czechoslovakia was begging Roosevelt to back them, that they would fight Hitler if the United States would back Czechoslovakia and if Britain would. Roosevelt would not, and I'm not condemning him. There was political things going on. I'm simply stating fact. And
you're giving information that I had never heard. It's interesting how you came across it because of your ministry that people can find out at defendproclaimthefaith.org. So you're doing the research to just make sure you're connecting all the dots. And look what happens when you connect the dots. You actually discover things that are extremely relevant in the history training of America that we're not hearing.
Yes, and one other thing about Roosevelt, I do have documentation in my book that is also not found anywhere. He met with King Saud of Saudi Arabia in February of 1945. The king then, at that meeting, Roosevelt agreed that he would never allow a Jewish state personally. He would, as president, he would never allow a Jewish state in the Middle East. The king sent a letter dated March 10th, 1945, articulating the meeting. And in the meeting, he called the Jews Nazis, that it would be setting up a Nazi state. I mean, just horrible things. And then on April 3rd, 1945, the president sent a letter to the king saying, I'm assuring you that the United States will never, and me personally, will never allow a Jewish state. 1 week later to the day, Roosevelt was removed. He died.
Wow.
And who replaced him was Harry Truman, who arguably was the greatest, one of the greatest Zionists in the world. Now, Truman was not Jewish, but he supported the idea of Zionism. Basically, biblical was his reason for it. So 1 week after the President of the United States said there never will be a Jewish state in the Middle East, he was removed, and a Christian Zionist replaced him, who then in 1948 recognized Israel as a state, and then the baby was born. So I give the readers a view behind history of what has happened, but I also go to current events and show what's going on during the Joplin tornado outbreak, what's going on during Hurricane Katrina, what's going on during Hurricane Andrew. We're directly violating God's word literally to the day when these things hit.
Okay, so, and what's interesting, obviously, we can't encompass all of that in this radio show. It's As America's Done to Israel. It's Dr. John McTernan, defendproclaimthefaith.org, defendproclaimthefaith.org. As American has done to Israel, and obviously, folks, you're going to go to preservativetalkradio.com, and later I'll post this at preservativetalkradio.net, and you can track that. I'll have all these links so that you can make sure that you don't have to write it down or etch it into your styrofoam cup at this moment. Now, Dr. McTernan, we're again, just to respect the time that you've given me, at this point, what is happening. And let me just step back. I was going to have you talk about signs of the end of the age. Tell us about Madrid peace process. There's a whole lot of information we could go to, but I think more relevant right now would be, what do you see on the political agenda? The thing that you're seeing right now in the news that is something that we need to be conscious of, that goes right in sync with what you described in your book, As America Has Done to Israel.
Well, the awesome thing that's happening is that right now, every time you see North Korea set off a nuclear explosion, or they're firing their long-distance missiles, the United States is doing something to Israel. It's mind-boggling to me, because North Korea has threatened to, they're building these nuclear weapons and these missiles to destroy the United States. They do have the missiles that can reach us. They do have the nuclear weapons. The accuracy of the missiles, they're working on the nuclear weapons, they're trying to miniaturize so they can fit them on a warhead. So it will be like Obama going to Israel, which he's planning to do in March. That's the headline, that he is going to have a summit with the Israelis and with the Palestinians for the purpose of dividing the land of Israel and Jerusalem, creating Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state. And like the very day he does that, North Korea sets off a nuclear weapon and says that we're going to attack the United States. So that's what I'm tracking very closely right now. And it's like God is warning us, do not do this. Do not. North Korea is just coming like gangbusters, and they are saying, we are going to nuke you. We're going to destroy you. And they mean it. And at the exact time that we're doing that, we are attempting, the president is saying, I'm going to Israel to pressure them to divide the land. And I've had sequence after sequence with North Korea shooting missiles and setting off nuclear weapons as the United States is pressuring Israel to divide the land.
And so just a little connection here for our listeners. As America Has Done to Israel is a book by Dr. John McTernan. As America Has Done to Israel. And again, we'll have some linked information when this gets to our podcast. Well, he's connecting some dots, and it's almost like if it happens often enough, there's a point where you can see predictable cause and effect. So I think this is quite fascinating. And Dr. McTernan, I always at the end of the interview give my guest an open mic. This is your opportunity to, if it could be completely off topic, but if you would just close the discussion with whatever you'd like to communicate to my listener.
Yes, I'd like to communicate with your listeners that if you're doubting the existence of God or you're not sure, if you follow God's prophetic avenue, which is the nation of Israel, it's in existence, and God warns, don't divide the land. I give the scriptures in my book. Don't touch Jerusalem. I give the scriptures in my book. United States is violating God's word, with good intentions, but they're violating God's word. And the greatest disasters ever hit America are directly connected what we're doing to Israel. So if you want proof, like the 10 greatest disasters, there's the proof. If that's not enough, 20. If that's not enough, 30. If that's not enough, 40. I mean, I have an incredible amount of these links. Economic meltdowns, massive tornado outbreaks, massive flooding, earthquakes, hurricanes hitting on these days. So the proof is there. That God is manifesting himself through nature. He's using nature, and he is not nature, but he's using nature. So if you're doubting, the proof is there, and the ultimate proof or the ultimate result of that is that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says he is. He is the only begotten Son of God, and he is coming again. There is a literal second coming of Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you, Dr. John McTernan, because you are a storehouse of information. And of course, boy, we could milk you for everything, but we can't.
Well, maybe, if you invite me, I'll come back.
Okay, I'll do that. And what I'll do is I'll communicate to you. And it would, yeah, and if there's an opportunity to spread it out for your schedule and get you back for another thing, I would love to have that opportunity. That would be great.
Well, God bless you, and God bless all your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Dr. John McTernan. And I do give a toll-free number, 888-248-2046. And it gives an opportunity. If there's anything weird, some of you go, wow, that's really cool. Some of you go, loopy. Hey, loopy. If you think it's loopy, then that is why I have my fairness doctrine, 888-248-2046. If you've got a question, if you've got a challenge, if you think it's just absolutely nuts, then give us a call. We're not like certain mainstream broadcasters that will just jump all over you. We love the opportunity to have somebody offer an idea that we can rationally engage, that we can rationally consider. And then, of course, it gives an opportunity for you to judge what I have to say, me to judge what you have to say, and have everybody who's listening have an opportunity to judge as well. David Allen Carmichael, this is Preservative Talk Radio. Stick with us. I've got an interesting thing, inside information of something that's in the national news. So you've got to stick with me. Come back and, of course, continue to check things out and our podcast at preservativetalkradio.net.